Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bringing you everything you need to follow the fortunes of the Hurricanes this season in Super Rugby Pacific. This is Hurricane Valley on Afternoons with Staffy on SENZ.
Yes, the Hurricanes, they are 5-0 and sit atop of the table, which fills my heart with joy. And it's not often I come to work and I get asked the same question twice in 5 minutes. And that question was, and he joins me now, is who's this Harry Godfrey guy? Where did he come from? So we're about to find out. Harry Godfrey from the Hurricanes joins me. Welcome in, Harry.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hunterville lad. Farming stock, is it?
Hail from Hunterville on a sheep and beef farm, and did my schooling in Whanganui. Then, obviously Hawke's Bay for NPC, and then ended up down here with the Canes.
Whanganui Collegiate is a very good sporting school, and I understand that the going there from Hunterville. How did you choose there? Have you got family links to Whanganui? Because some Hunterville boys go to Fielding, some go to Palmy, but you went to Whanganui.
Quite a bit of the family went to Whanganui Collegiate. My father, grandfather, and my older sister was there at the time as well. So went and had a look around at the at Fielding and Palmy boys as well, but just thought Whanganui was probably the best one out of them all.
And you played obviously rugby at school, but cricket as well. How important was schooling for you to develop your passion for sport?
Schooling. I've always, from a young age, obviously really into my sport from, obviously, schooling at Hunterville days. I mean, that transferred to high school and things, I guess, got a little bit more serious. And I actually, really found a passion. And it was only my last year where I thought I could really really kick on with rugby and, being able to do so at the moment, which has been nice.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, especially a young man, you're 21, just turned 21 in January. At what stage at school, like, I went to Palmy Boys and you played sport for fun, and I played everything from water polo, tennis, rugby, basketball, the whole lot. At what stage in your schooling did you... I mean, it's always fun, but did you think, it's a bit more serious now, I'm going to train a little bit harder? Did that happen at school?
Obviously, in my last year at Wurrumbe, my probably year 12 and year 13, I'd start going to the gym a bit more, or start getting into the gym. I'd be out on the field kicking quite a lot after school most days. I really, just got a passion for, doing that. And then, obviously in my year 13, I made a few teams, NZ schools and stuff. And then, so got a bit of pay from, working hard. So, just kept that on and,
We've just seen the completion of the under-20s in Taupo, which I think is a wonderful initiative, and all the Super Rugby franchises and others, the Barbarians team and stuff like that, they all go to Taupo. And in your last year, I think you played in three of those, and in the last year you picked up Player of the Tournament. I just wondered, from a recent playing experience perspective, how important is that tournament for guys of your age?
That tournament's real cool. I first year of school played that, and just the exposure you get. So I was lucky enough to make the NZ20s my first year out as well. So got really good exposure from that, and it's a really good tournament to play in. It's a week or 10 days long, and you're with all boys the same age, and you're all going for the same goal, wanting to win and wanting to put out a good performance. Obviously, the goal from that is to make the NZ20s, which, you know, in the first year, we didn't have it we had the 20s, but because of the COVID year, we weren't lucky enough to get over to wherever the World Cup was going to be. But, you know, the following year, I mean, the year, last year, that was the first year that there was a World Cup, so we're lucky enough to just get scrape one in.
It's interesting when you're going to World Cups at under 20s, it's only like, you know, 4 years, 3 or 4 years before, you're still chucking on the school uniform and you're packing your lunch and you're doing homework, and now you're on the world stage playing rugby. It's a fast transition. How do you manage to keep your feet on the ground?
Yeah, I guess you're just eager to learn. You're eager to get better every day, and it's still at a stage that I'm in now. So I think you have goals in place, and then you want to do sort of everything you can to reach those goals. So yeah, I think just taking everything step by step and taking things as they come.
Because you've always had big tickets. A lot of people have rated you for a long time, and then you joined the Hawke's Bay NPC setup. I think you debuted for them at 18 years of age. What brought about the move to Hawke's Bay? How did you choose them?
It was really quite rushed, all that process, to be honest. I played NZ Schools game up in Hamilton. Didn't really have much going on. Was wanting to go down to Varsity and probably Christchurch or Dunedin. A few mates gone down there. So that was sort of the thing that collegiate people did. But then got a few offers around North. Had a look at all of them, and then chose, I thought Hawke's Bay would be the best fit for me. I think they had their Anthony Shield at the time as well. So it was... that was pretty cool, and then yeah, just ran with it really.
What do you reckon might have happened if the rugby didn't open its doors to you? Would you have gone back to the farm? Where were you looking?
Yeah, well, I was probably looking to go study probably something along the lines of sports coaching.
Right.
I think I was pretty interested in that, and I still see that as a career or whatever outside of rugby. But yeah, farm as well. I think I'd want to give footy a good crack first, and then you can always head back to the farm.
So I know you have professional development systems in place for all you young fellas. How much time are you able to put into that?
Yeah, no, quite a bit. We get a Tuesday's normally half a day to get to half a day of PD most weeks, and got some really good PDM managers with the Canes and with Hawke's Bay as well. So just use them quite a bit to get quite a bit of stuff out. So no, they've been really good. So yeah, just I guess yeah. Using them as much as you can, because you don't know what can happen after footy.
Yeah, that's right. And the first time you joined into the Canes, after the under-20s, and you got into your first full senior Hurricane squad, it's always interesting hearing the guys, that the first time you walk in and you're looking around, you're rubbing shoulders with guys you grew up watching play. Can you go back to that first time you bought into that family environment the Hurricanes promote, and some of the people around, and those first conversations?
Yeah, sure. Obviously a bit nerve-wracking coming in as a wee 18-year-old and seeing, some All Blacks and some legends of the game. But, the Hurricanes are, good down here and welcome me well. So that was nice. And, had a couple years down here now. So, pretty comfortable in the environment now.
First five or fullback, what do you like?
I enjoy them both. To be honest, I just want to be out on the field. But I think going forward, I'd like to play 10. There's still a lot of areas that I got to work on for myself, transferring to 10, just in just in ways with leadership and game understanding and stuff, but I think that's something I'm pretty keen to learn. And yeah, going forward, I think team's the position for me.
Yeah, because it's with professional rugby, it's constant learning, and you've probably got, and you'd admit, you've got heaps of learning to do. So do you find the more minutes you get out there, and even the stuff in the training, and are your ears wide open to the likes of like Brett Cameron and these guys who've been around a long time? Are you a sponge, and do they feed you good info? Are they happy to help?
Yeah, of course. Well, I guess that's all you want to do as a young fella. You're just eager to learn. So, yeah, likes of BC, as you say. Jordy Barrett's been good. Obviously, training alongside TJ, just seeing the way that he trains is pretty motivational. He's just a competitor. So, you just want to you look at people and you want to take things from them and just add it to the arsenal.
It's amazing. Doesn't matter which Hurricane player I talk to, TJ Perenara's name comes up all the time. And you've been playing and training alongside all of his rehab the last couple of seasons. He just embodies Hurricanedom, doesn't he?
Yeah. No, he's a competitor. He's just so relentless. The way he prepares, the way he trains, just everything. Can only say good things about him.
Awesome, mate. Well, well done. You're going well. And I'm looking forward to the first time that team name comes out at some stage for the Canes with H. Godfrey 10. And I'll say, here he goes. Here's his big chance. Here's his big go.
Yeah.
Awesome, Harry. Well, I will let you get back to training. Thanks for jumping out briefly to have a chat to us. And we wish you and the Canes all the best. The season's starting well. But as you probably well know, you don't win it in week 5.
No, you're right. Awesome. Thank you very much.